Now that we've gone over how to do a full map analysis, keep in mind that everything in this lesson and the hand analysis guide in the resources tab are just guidelines, recommendations, and tips for how to do a hand analysis. Everyone has their own style of contouring, so do whatever works best for you. You may analyze everything described here in this lesson, you may not, or you might analyze things not discussed in this lesson for each map, and any of those is fine. Much of what you analyze for a map analysis will also depend on what the most pertinent features are that day. Just remember that however you analyze your maps, make sure to be consistent with line style and color from map to map, and make sure that all the contours and features are labeled neatly and clearly. And while all this information might make hand analysis seem daunting and overwhelming, hand analysis speed and skill will improve with time and practice.